Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. I actually have to go to a fundraiser tonight for Jack Cittarelli's running mate. So this is good. And it helps me because I got to get there by 6 so I can leave at 5:30. And, you know, it all works out. The debate was last night. I'm assuming that you either watched it or you heard the coverage of it today on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG or other places. We'll get into that. The hostages should be released Monday or Tuesday. The president announcing this big peace deal, obviously. And that's a huge deal, a very big deal. Even John Fetterman is saying so. And I had the chance to see Stacey Garrity last night, who's running for governor of Pennsylvania. There's a new poll out today. Of course, Shapiro's got a big lead. It's a year out. The election is a year out. Stacey is the real deal. She really is the real deal. It was such a nice night talking to her last night. And she has the fire in her belly to take this fight and expose Shapiro as the not moderate that he is, because they keep covering for this guy saying he's a moderate and he's not. But that election's next year. This election in Jersey tomorrow in Wildwood is going to be something that, first of all, in all the years I've been doing this, and I've been doing this since I was a kid, I've never seen a rally for a gubernatorial candidate where 2,500 people have signed up to attend. I've never seen anything like this before. The level of enthusiasm, the enthusiasm factor, is off the charts right now. Off the charts. And part of it has to do with something I talked about yesterday with Cliff Maloney, and that is Mikey Sherrill being a woman who savaged Charlie Kirk's memory. And that came up in the debate last night. And, you know, I think when Charlie was assassinated, a lot of people said enough is enough. And they had this renewed sense of, yeah, I want to get involved. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to be afraid. And then Mikey Sherrill had the audacity to attack Charlie Kirk and attack his legacy. And Jack called her out on it last night during the debate. And I'm glad he did, because this is a turnout election. To quote my buddy Matt Rooney, this is a turnout election. And whoever turns out their people is going to win the race. That's the bottom line. You turn out your people, you're going to win. And Charlie Kirk's death, his assassination, absolutely 100%, no doubt in my mind about that, is going to lead to higher turnout because people want to honor his legacy and honor his memory. I absolutely believe that in my core and in my soul. And if you could ever take something good out of something that's so tragic, it's obviously something like that, where you have this renewed sense of I want to make sure that we can do more to make America great again. Make New Jersey great again. I want to begin with Jack from the debate last night, cut number 10. And when he confronted Mikey Sherrill on this, and I'm glad he did, I think it's really smart that he did. And I think her comments were disgraceful. She's a liar. And she was lying about Jack last night. Her campaign is in life support mode. The desperation I saw on that stage last night, when I watched it today, because I didn't get to watch it live last night because I was at this political event in Pennsylvania. But Yes, I do love both states very, very much. And I go to, you know, I was down with Judy Travis in Delaware, too. I go where I can. I'm just doing my part to help. But when I watched the debate and she was going after him with these lies about opioids and how he was like a mass murderer, like, oh, man, this campaign is at the absolute desperation here. This is desperation. So here's Jack from last night's debate, cut number 10.
Since the time that the congresswoman has declared for governor, she's missed 90% of the votes in Washington. But a few Fridays ago, she skipped out of two very important joint appearances in New Jersey to get to Washington, D.C. to vote yes on the Charlie Kirk resolution celebrating his life. I applaud her yes on that vote. When she came back to New Jersey and caught hell from the left, she issued a statement condemning Charlie Kirk, calling him a misogynist and a racist. The two things are inconsistent to me. The way to tamp down the hateful rhetoric is by having the right kind of leadership in place. I've always conducted myself in a respectful way, even when I disagree with people. I'm never going to tarnish the name my parents gave me, and I'm never going to embarrass my four children. I've always been respectful with my rhetoric, and I think that that's more important than ever.
Yeah, and her rhetoric was disgraceful, but it's what Democrats have been doing. I mean, this is why the Jay Jones controversy in Virginia is so rampant, because this guy didn't just make jokes. I mean, it was like a sick murder fantasy, and even involving the sick murder fantasy of the guy's kids and calling the kids fascists and hoping they die in their mother's arms. I mean, that's like you got a friggin' screw loose. Like, I'm all for making jokes. I'm all for making jokes about your political opponents, but that's just freaking like. And then to send it to a Republican shows me that you got a screw loose and you're stupid. Because what did you think? This wasn't going to get out? You're saying it's your political opponent. About your political opponent who's in her party. But back to Jersey for a second. The enthusiasm factor here is off the charts for Jack and for the Republicans. And the fact that, as I've said to you, this election has become a referendum on Donald Trump. It's not what Jack wanted, but it has become one. It's become a referendum on Donald Trump, and Mikey Sherrill cannot go 5 seconds without bringing up Donald Trump's name. Can't go 5 seconds without bringing up Donald Trump's name. And because she has nothing to run on, and she has nothing to run on, she just keeps going back to Donald Trump and saying that Jack is the Donald Trump candidate in this race. And that also shows me that she's at a point of complete and utter desperation. Complete and utter desperation. And as I look at everything, it's very obvious, too, that Mikey is in a position right now where her campaign, being on life support, doesn't have the help of the party bosses in the Democrat Party that she needs to get the vote out. The enthusiasm factor is not there from the grassroots, which means she's got a double problem. That's right. She's got an even bigger problem. See, it's one thing if you don't have the enthusiasm of the people in your own party. As long as the party bosses are doing their thing to get everybody out, okay, that's one thing. But if you don't have that, if you don't have the party bosses working to get the people out, and you don't have the enthusiasm of the base, you are in a really bad place. Here's Jack from last night's debate. This is Cut 26, and lying and lying and lying. Take a listen.
My opponent has based her entire campaign on a stack of lies about me, her disdain for the president, and that's not going to fix New Jersey. What we need are solutions here in New Jersey. Her party has controlled the legislature for 25 years. They've had the executive branch for the last 8 years. Can anybody honestly say that things are better off today than back whenever? If you want change, you have to make a change. If my opponent is elected, nothing will change. It'll be more of the same, only worse. The Cetarellis have been here for 100 years. Three generations of Cetarellis have all achieved their American dream right here in New Jersey. And so when I'm asked why am I running for governor, it's very simple. I want today's New Jerseyans and future generations of New Jerseyans to feel confident they can achieve their American dream here in New Jersey. We have an affordability crisis, a public education crisis, a public safety crisis, and an overdevelopment crisis in the state. And tonight, I put forth a plan. Very specific ideas, solutions, and policy proposals on how to fix New Jersey. I hope to have your vote.
And she just talked about Donald Trump and then lied about Cetarelli and his career and saying that he's a mass murderer and killed people. I mean, I've never in my life Never in my life heard a candidate stoop as low as Mikey Sherrill did last night in the debate by accusing him of that. But this is what I mean. This is a desperation. This is a desperation. And when you're at that point now, because her other big plan, this campaign is all based on one thing. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to freeze your electricity rates. And she can't do that. Even Phil Murphy, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the unaccountable as he is, being a royal king, even he says he can't do that. And she can't do that. I mean, if the king, the unaccountable king, can't do it, no one can. But once that flashlight was shined on how that campaign platform is all malarkey, to quote Joe Biden, what are you left with? You're left with, he's Trump, he's Trump, he's Trump. Every 2 seconds out of her mouth, he's Trump, he's Trump, he's Trump. I mean, come on. Come on. And on the national front, the president is now welcoming the Finnish president to the White House. And this has been a day where the media has had unprecedented access to the president of the United States. He brought the cabinet in, and the media was there. The cabinet meeting lasted several hours. He even signed a proclamation on Columbus Day. And you're going to love this, too. Columbus Day is Monday, but it's actually Sunday, but it's not today, even though when I did Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, because I filled in for him, I said Columbus Day was today because today's the date of the proclamation. It's actually Sunday, even though we observe it on Monday. I know, it's all it's complicated. But in his proclamation, this is not like a Truth Social post or anything. In the proclamation, the president goes after the left for trying to erase Christopher Columbus. Oh, it's fantastic. An official White House presidential proclamation, and he just savages the left for going after Christopher Columbus. And as an Italian, I can tell you that is music to my ears. That's amore. I was thrilled. Thrilled to hear it. And thrilled to read it when the president signed that proclamation. And, you know, it's so Trump, right? It's just so Trump to do that and to not care, because other presidents would be like, well, it's not presidential. You shouldn't go after your enemies like that in a presidential proclamation. You should keep that stuff to social media, even though years ago they said you shouldn't do that stuff on social media either. But they would say, don't do it at all because it's just not, you know, you shouldn't do that. Well, this president doesn't care. So he says, today our nation honors the legendary Christopher Columbus, the original American hero, a giant of Western civilization, and one of the most gallant and visionary men to ever walk the face of the earth. This Columbus Day, we honor his life with reverence and gratitude, and we pledge to reclaim his extraordinary legacy of faith, courage, perseverance, and virtue from the left-wing arsonists who have sought to destroy his name and dishonor his memory. I'll just think right here in Philadelphia, and our buddy George Bacchetto. George Bacchetto is going to co-host with me on Monday. We will be together on Monday for Columbus Day before the Jack Carr event at Bucks County Community College at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, which I hope you'll come to that, Politics and Pints. And I asked George to come on Columbus Day because no one's fought more, you know, diligently than that guy, trying to save the legacy of Christopher Columbus against Jim Kenney just erasing it and calling it Indigenous People's Day and putting Columbus in a box, in a freaking box. Bacchetto's the man. Great guy. So then the presidential proclamation goes on to talk about Christopher Columbus being born in Genoa, Italy, and commissioned by Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain, and then discovering the Bahamas and the Caribbean, eventually, you know, discovering the New World. Guided by steadfast prayer and unwavering fortitude and resolve, Columbus's journey carried thousands of years of wisdom, philosophy, reason, and culture across the Atlantic and the Americas, paving the way for the ultimate triumph of Western civilization less than three centuries later on July 4th, 1776. And this is my favorite part of this proclamation. Oh, it's so not presidential. Outrageously, just kidding. Outrageously, in recent years, Christopher Columbus has been a prime target of a vicious and merciless campaign to erase our history, slander our heroes, and attack our heritage. Before our very eyes, left-wing radicals toppled his statues, vandalized his monuments, tarnished his character, and sought to exile him from public spaces. Under my leadership, those days are finally over, and our nation will now abide a simple truth. Christopher Columbus was a true American hero, and every citizen is eternally indebted to his relentless determination. And we acknowledge the contributions of the countless Italian Americans who, like him, have endlessly contributed to our culture and our way of life. To this day, the United States and Italy share a special bond rooted in the timeless values of faith, family, and freedom. My administration looks forward to strengthening our long-storied friendship in the years to come. This is a Columbus Day, more than 500 years since Columbus arrived in the New World. We follow his example, we echo his resolve, and we offer our gratitude for his life of valor and grit. And above all, we commit to restoring a nation that once again dates to time the unknown, honors our rich cultural inheritance, and offers rightful praise to our Creator above. It's great. It's fantastic. And as I've told you before, you know, the reason why we have Columbus Day is because the Italian Americans had to endure a lot of racism in this country. The largest mass lynching in American history occurred in the 1800s in New Orleans, when 11 Italians were all hanged. Yes, they might have been hung too, but they were hanged. And knowing that if they were Italian, they certainly were, if you catch my drift. But anyway, the point is, after that, the president said, we got to do something to make people aware of the fact that Italians are, you know, they're part of this country now. And that's where they chose to honor a hero, Christopher Columbus. And then the left has savagely erased it. But the reason why they've savagely erased it is not about him as much. Though they make excuses about it being about, you know, the disease he brought and slaves. And I mean, they had slavery around the world, not justifying it, obviously, but they did. It's because they want to erase Western civilization. And ultimately, the triumph of Western civilization and July 4th, 1776. The left has always targeted that. The left has always had that in their crosshairs. The idea that we can erase the founding of America, what this country's built on, and that's what they have done. And that's what they try to do over and over and over again. And I tell you, it's infuriating to me, as an Italian-American, that they do that. But it's not about one statue. It's like I told you when they were going after the Confederate generals many years ago, and I said it's not about Confederate generals. The goal here is to erase the Constitution. The Constitution is the guardrails that keeps the left from having their craziness just run the day, where they would have their democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and there is a big difference. And we have a system of government that was created to protect the rights of the minority, and not just rule by mob rule. It was an angry mob rule that led to 11 Italian Americans being hanged in New Orleans in the 1800s, late 1800s, 1893, I believe it was. But the point is, they want to erase that, and they use all of the history of this country as the gateway to do that. And then we can come to a place where they hope, they say, and rip up the Constitution and tear down all the statues of the founders and any remnants of America and our history and our culture and our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. I mean, that's what they've always had their sights on.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So anyway, As I was saying, hello, technical issue. Same thing happened when I was doing Jimmy's show, too. I don't know. The internet's all funky today. But nevertheless, tomorrow's show will be live from Wildwood. And I'd love to see you there. It's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be a beautiful day, too. So sign up. Just go to our website, 1210wphd.com, and sign up and join us for the rally for Jack Cittarelli in Wildwood. Candlelight vigil to honor Charlie Kirk. It's going to be something truly historic, and you don't want to miss it. It will be a front row seat to history. And it's not just about New Jersey. Look, I have said to you, this election has turned into a referendum on Trump because Mikey Sherrill can't go 5 seconds without saying his name. So that's why if Mikey Sherrill wins, she's going to stand up on election night and she's going to say, we beat back MAGA. We beat back the dark MAGA forces and blah, blah, blah. And the Democrats are going to have a lot of wind in their sails because they're probably going to win Virginia, probably going to win New York City. If they win New Jersey, too, that's going to be a lot of wind in their sails as they head into midterms. And they will say that making an election a referendum on Donald Trump is the way to go, because that's what Mandami's doing in New York, the commie. He's doing that in New York. And if Jack wins, he's going to be able to stand up there and then everybody's going to know that the attacks on Donald Trump don't translate. And that's going to give Republicans momentum going into 2026. So this really is a referendum in a big, big way. And this election truly has come down to that because Mikey Sherrill's made it about Donald Trump. All right, listen, I want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my great friends over at Bob's. They have a co-ed shooting event coming up on October 12th, and it's going to be a lot of fun for you to go to. I love Bob's Little Sports Shop. I think it's my favorite place to go for firearms because of the people there. I mean, really, they have an amazing selection, but the people are fantastic. They're great. They really are. So the co-ed shoot is this Sunday, September 12th. October 12th. Bring some friends, right? You'll have a great time. Bring some friends this coming Sunday. Work on your skills. You don't have to have a firearms ID card. You don't have to have any experience. But you'll meet their certified NRA and range safety officers. And you'll have a great time. Bob's is all about helping you learn how to be a responsible, safe gun owner so you can protect yourself and your family. And what I love about the people there is that they don't make you feel belittled, like you don't know enough about firearms, because it can be intimidating. Certainly when you're shopping, you don't know a lot, but they don't make you feel that way at all. And the instructors are so helpful, and they've helped so many people get their firearms ID card and become responsible gun owners. So do that. Possibilities are endless. You have a fun and supporting guys and gals event this coming Sunday. Register, go to bobslittlesportshop.com. No drugs or alcohol permitted, and space is limited. All right? And like I said, you don't have to be an experienced shooter. You don't need a firearms ID card to attend. Bob's Little Sports Shop is located on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. 856-881-7575 is the number. You will find an incredible selection of firearms and great people who are dedicated to helping you. And you will appreciate the respect level they have for you. So come out this Sunday to their co-ed shoot. Sign up today. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's a busy day today, but we have an abbreviated show because of the Phils. So thank God they won last night. It was fun watching the Dodgers fans all try to beat the traffic and leave. So let's get right to it with our guest, Congressman Dan Muser, representative for Pennsylvania's 9th Congressional District. And he is on social media at Rep Muser. And he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Hey, Congressman, how are you?
Hey, Rich. Outstanding to be with you, and go Phils. Love what we're seeing there. Let's keep it going.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So talk to me about this shutdown that's still going on right now. I mean, I can't believe it. And some of your colleagues had some heated exchanges in the hallway. Hakeem Jeffries continues to embarrass himself. And you said it. He continues to embarrass himself and all Democrats who voted to shut the government down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hakeem really embarrassed himself there. You know, he dodged every question. He actually said to Mike Lawler, and Lawler didn't take any of it, told him to shut his mouth. He's a rude guy. He's not very bright. You know, I don't dislike many people in Congress, R or D, and that's the truth. But when someone 99.9% of the time states falsehoods, deliberately, it's impossible to like that individual or trust their leadership. Look, there's no rationale to this. To this Democrat-led, Schumer-led, Hakeem Jeffries-led shutdown. There's no truth to it. Even Chris Cuomo said, folks, what the Democrats are saying simply isn't true. There's no logic. There's nothing gained. There's only pain. And there truly is pain. And now you got Schumer, you know, smiling in that evil, sinister face that he has. And, you know, I hate to have to say that, but it's true. And his actions are even worse. Stating how wonderful this is for them politically, when meanwhile, oh, the polls are saying just the opposite. 67, 68, 70% of America says no. The D's did this. And you don't need to know math. You don't even need to know arithmetic, okay? They had one yes vote in the House. All the rest of the Democrats voted to shut it down. And just an hour ago, we had, 45 vote no. Three Democrats only voted yes to open the government, and you need 60. You know, the other thing Hakeem keeps saying and Schumer, oh, the Republicans are in charge. Republicans are in charge. No, we need 60 votes. We have 53 senators. We need seven Democrats, only seven, to pass this clean CR, which is outrageous in itself. So, look, it's very difficult to think like a neoliberal, known as the lunatic left, and everything that they do is about politics, honestly, not in the interest of what's best for America.
Congressman Dan Muser, the president said today, he said, look, you know, if they don't reopen the government, I'm going to start cutting things and I'm going to cut Democrat programs because that's the way it's going to be. And, you know, a lot of you're not going to like this stuff. I mean, that's what he was saying. And, you know, actually, we have that. I'm going to play that so you can hear it from the cabinet meeting today. Cut 25.
Making cuts that will be permanent, and we're only going to cut Democrat programs. I hate to tell you, I guess that makes sense, but we're only cutting Democrat programs. But we're going to start that, and we have Russell. We can talk to you about it if he wants to, but we'll be cutting some very popular Democrat programs that aren't popular with Republicans, frankly, because that's the way it works. They wanted to do this, so we'll give them a little taste of their own medicine.
Now, Congressman, that is, they're making this. They're making their own bed here.
Yes, they are. And that's President Trump telling it like it is. He's not going to say one thing and do another. He's going to say what he's going to do, and then he's going to do it. And he and most of those programs have no, forget about it, return on investment. They're just wasteful. Big government programs that really do no good for anyone, except maybe the tabloids perceive those as favorable for the Democrat base. So look, and meanwhile, we're running $1.6 trillion deficit. So let's go. Let's find an opportunity during this shutdown. And Rich, look, you know what? You've written some great things, by the way, some of your op-eds lately, and even the one outside of this subject that you wrote on the Chinese, the communist flag flying over
Thanks,
City
Congress.
Hall in Philadelphia. Really, really excellent op-eds and your podcast and everything. But, you know, you go on and explain how they want to gut the BBB. I mean, that's just crazy. You know, on Squawk Box, just this morning, Jeffries was on again, and Joe Kiernan there said that would be like asking if the Republicans had said to you, "We're not going to keep, we're going to shut down the government unless you completely gut and renege and retract the Biden rescue plan," which certainly we wish they would do, or the ridiculous Inflation Reduction Act. My point is that you don't do that. That's the government that wins the election sets the agenda, sets the policy. The minorities party needs to try to enhance it and you know, negotiate what they can. But to ask for it to be retracted and do everything that they want or else is blackmail. And it's, it's certainly holding the American people and the American government hostage.
Congressman Dan Musers with us. Let's talk about another kind of hostage. And this is some really great news. And this is the peace deal that was announced last night, where the president announced a peace deal between Israel and Gaza, phase one. And the hostages will be coming home hopefully this Sunday or Monday. Congressman Dan Musers, your thoughts on this historic resolution?
Yeah, it's incredible, right? Here you got President Trump. We're in a shutdown. And meanwhile, he's making historic peace plans. Hey, by the way, to back up for a second, we're hearing that many Democrat members of the House are pleading with Mike Johnson to have another House vote so they can, in fact, vote yes on the bill because they're catching so much hell back in the districts while we're not in session. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm glad to hear that.
All right. But, yeah, excellent. That's a big development from Congressman Dan Musers letting us know that. Excellent. Thank you for that breaking news here on the show. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is incredible, right? I mean, this battle's been going on for 2 years. I mean, 2 years ago, a couple of days, October 7th, Israel was savagely attacked. And they didn't want those attackers to do it again. So they've been doing everything they can to literally wipe out Hamas in the manner that that President Trump in the past wiped out ISIS and made all the others who wanted to live hide and run. So, look, this is a continuation in many ways, this peace plan. It's just so smart and strategic of the president, the plan that was laid out, and certainly those on his staff that were working with him, including Marco Rubio. But this is, in a way, an extension of the Abraham Accords. I mean, building off of that, which, by the way, the Biden administration, the Abraham Accords, you never heard about it. They shelved it.
Yeah, right.
They put it to the side, which caused all this conflict in the first place. So, and what's really amazing about this, too, it's a multinational agreement. Qatar, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, UAE, Jordan. I mean, you know, it's outstanding. You know, it's not just a recognition of Israel. It's a recognition of peace and stating that, that they're not going to allow Israel to be savagely invaded like this in the future. So we're going to see the hostages return. The president just put out, it looks like it'll be Monday. He hopes to be there, which is also incredible. And look, you know, he's just a man. He's getting the job done. He's doing what the American people hoped he would do, and he's exceeding that.
It's great that we're going to have peace, Congressman Dan Musers. It's a great way to go into the weekend. And I know just so many people today are happy and relieved. And it's really good news. But to go back to what you said regarding the Democrats now want to call the House, what, back into session so they can have a vote because they are getting the blame for this shutdown.
Right, right. And of course, Jeffries is trying to shut down that message. And but it's coming through. So we'll see what happens there. Look, we want to get back to work. I mean, I got committee meetings we're doing over Zoom. We had a big financial services committee retreat, we called it, for about 5 hours yesterday. We had Scott Bessent on the line with us, and he's on Zoom with us. He's fantastic. Look, there's so much work to be done in the district, but this thing needs to end. You know what's going to happen? Tomorrow, Capitol Police won't be getting paid as of tomorrow. If this isn't resolved by Monday, October 13th, the military, come October 15th, won't be getting paid. Telehealth has been defunded because it hasn't been extended. So it's hurting people who rely upon telehealth. Flood insurance is not available. Air travel is being disrupted. I mean, the list goes on of the damage that they're causing, and for what? For only two reasons. One, Schumer's political life, which is, you know, who cares? He's been in Congress in one way, shape, or form for over 40 years, and Jeffries just wants to stop the successes of the Trump and Republican agenda. That's it. Those are the reasons, Philadelphia, for the shutdown. And for the negative effects that really sad effects that are being caused.
Congressman Dan Musers, always a pleasure. Follow him on social media at Rep Musers. Thanks, my friend.
Rich, you're the best. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great
Anytime.
Afternoon.
Anytime. You too.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here, I got a lot of debate clips for you from last night with Jack Cittarelli and Mikey Sherrill. We'll get into the peace deal. Dr. Victoria Coates, we're hoping to chat with her a little bit later in the show to get some of the details on this. And we got the Phils game tonight, 5:30, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So you can listen to the game right here on the once. And now, again, today, for at least anyway, home of the Phils. So there you go. We used to be the home of the Phils, and for today, we will be. So that's great. My friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding would love to help you improve your home. Emmons is the real deal. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, even kitchen and bathroom renovations. I'll tell you, I just got the design for the remodeling of the kids' bathroom. And what a beautiful design the design team at Emmons came up with. That's what I mean. Every project is specific to your needs. Now, if you need a new roof, for example, you're going to have American-made roofing products, the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. See, Emmons, they're platinum certified, which means you will have a lifetime warranty on your roof. That's right. Transferable, by the way. And with winter coming, and I know it's beautiful out right now, but before you know it, you got to start thinking about this. So get your roof inspected by Emmons. If there's any problems, they'll be able to help you. And Emmons will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, because there are a lot of companies out there that's what they do. You know, that they're scams. There's a lot of companies out there. They'll start the project and then they'll leave, go on to something bigger, take your deposit, not do the work. I mean, I have heard horror stories out there. So that's why you can trust that for the 12 years I've used Emmons, their work has been top rate. And I've been satisfied two different homes. Our old home where they did the roof and siding windows, renovated our kitchen and bathroom. And in our new home now, they're about to renovate the kids' bathroom. They made some roof repairs for us, and they're about to repair a window that has a crack in it. Not because of them, but just, you know, one of the old windows in the house. So trust the team that I trust. That's EmmonsRoofing.com. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Just mention I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, big debate last night, and we'll cover that for you, and tomorrow, Wildwood. Monday, Jack Carr. Monday is Columbus Day, and we'll be with our buddy Jack Carr, former Navy SEAL and the author of Cry Havoc. Great guy, all-around patriot, and we'll have a wonderful conversation with him. So, go to 1210wphe.com, sign up for both, and I look forward to seeing you, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, last night at the debate, and Mikey Sherrill mentioned Donald Trump over, what is it, Matt, a dozen times, you said, in this montage you put together?
Yeah, so I couldn't find the clips themselves, so I skimmed through the debate and pieced together a montage.
What the hell's wrong with you, by the way? You sound like you're dying. Are you?
I've been sick all week.
He did say, he did text the group yesterday and said that he was dying.
I didn't pay attention.
I've been...
I mean, you got my hopes up, but you're still here, so, I mean, you know.
No, I didn't want to call out, but no, I've just been taking a bunch of Tylenol before the show. Don't tell RFK Jr.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take Tylenol. How do you know you're not pregnant?
I'm pretty certain that I'm not.
All right.
But anyway, I take the Tylenol before the show starts. My voice sounds terrible, but I feel okay for the 4 hours. Anyway... back to the topic at hand. So depending on
what do you
on
have?
The
I mean, you sound like you've got a strep throat or something.
I whatever it is, it's not good. I've been pretty sick the last couple of days, but
is
I'm
it COVID?
Starting to feel a little bit better. I don't know. I didn't take a test.
All right. Well, you're probably going to start some other new outbreak, some global
Seattle
pandemic.
And he gets the plague.
Okay, I don't want to point the finger at Seattle, but it was their fault. Everyone there was sick. Everyone that sat next to me was sick. I went to a restaurant. The person seated to my left was sick. The person seated to my right was sick. The person behind me on the airplane was, like, coughing up a lung. It was disgusting. I knew I was going to get an illness. It was just a matter of which one I ended up contracting. Anyway, can we get to Mikey Sherrill, please?
Yes, please. Get to Mikey Sherrill.
Okay. Now, she, depending on the tally, she either referenced or explicitly mentioned Trump anywhere between 13 and 18 times. I just skimmed through the debate real quick and found some of those references and pieced it together in about a two-minute montage, if you would like to hear it.
I would love to hear it. This is what I said. Mikey Sherrill has nothing to run on, so it's all about Donald Trump. Good job, Matt DeSantis, and I hate to say that, but, you know, you deserve credit where it's due. And since you might be dying, this might be our last words. So try and make him count. After all this is going to be used against me in a court of law at some point by Linda Kearns. So, you know. But, Your Honor, evidence A, I just said he did a good job. He put together a montage. First time ever in his career. Did something. By the way, last night we were watching the game and the three of us were texting each other. And surprisingly, and this is going to shock you, Matt wasn't watching the game. So Justin and I were giving him updates on the game last night, the Phillies game. So, Justin, how shocking is that for the Zioli Army?
Genuinely the least shocking thing. What were you watching? What did you say you were watching?
Well, I was just, like, watching movies. I didn't do anything constructive. But I also knew I didn't want to sit through a full baseball game. No offense to the Phillies. Really happy that they won. But I don't know. If you're not there in person, it's kind of... it's kind of a dull sport.
Last night wasn't dull.
Well, I'm glad they won. Don't make me seem as though
I hate the
Phillies or something.
It was one of the most exciting games we've ever seen. I mean, it was amazing.
And I'm excited for them.
And what movie, pray tell, were you watching, Matt DeSantis?
I was watching Anemone.
What?
Justin?
Anemone. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, his son's
directorial debut, Ronan Day-Lewis. The film is not that great, but it's basically saved by these two long monologues delivered by Daniel Day-Lewis, who's definitely going to get a Best Actor nomination for sure. He's incredible, as per usual. Came out of retirement for this film.
Philadelphia Phillies are fighting for their playoff lives in L.A. against the Dodgers. And you're watching, you're being the Ivy League weirdo that you are. You're watching some artsy fartsy Daniel Day-Lewis movie. God help us all.
It was good.
It was the artsy fartsy one.
You sound like the guy in film class who I want to punch in the face because I'm only sitting there to try to get chicks and I got to knock him out to go get the hot girl he's talking to. You sound like that guy. Am I right, Justin?
It's
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. It's Aaron Nola. It's Ranger Suarez. Oh, it's Kyle Schwarber sending a nuke over 500 feet to right field.
And if I was in Philadelphia, if I was in Los Angeles and attending the game, I would have watched.
But instead, he watches the art house cinema. Do you have it in the 4:3 ratio to make it proper? Do you, like, do that? And
Dolby sound bar?
Well, no, I didn't go all out. It's not a film that.
Did you make your kale chips
sort of
to have during the show?
I had popcorn.
Lasagna that you spent like $20 for.
Hey, kale lasagna is good.
God, I hate you so much. I hate you with every single fiber.
Get
of
it.
My being.
Go to Sprouts and try mushroom and kale lasagna and tell me I'm wrong. It is scrumptious.
No one needs to try it. You're wrong. And we all hate you. And this just proves everything anyone's ever thought. You've just brought it all home for us. You dug your own grave on this one. You dug your own grave on this one. I didn't even have to do anything.
Well, just to be clear, I don't want people thinking I don't care about the Phillies. I do. I want to see them win. I hope they win the World Series.
No, you really showed how much you care by watching a Daniel Day-Lewis art house movie. You definitely showed that. All right, that's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, that Matt DeSantis hates the Phillies. VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinna Vincent and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Why does Matt DeSantis? And now we got a text from Matt's attorney. God help Justin, all caps. I am now going after him. He better learn to be nice to my Matt. That, of course, from Linda Kearns. So the... I don't know how a jury would find that Matt is the victim here. When you turn around and you just listen to that entire Justin, just clip that whole segment. That's the evidence we need to get out of whatever lawsuit. They'll dismiss it. It'll be the quickest turnaround since OJ. We got a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.